Brisbane construction workers rallied on Tuesday for safer workplaces and the abolition of the Australian Building and Construction Commission. Unions representing construction workers say the ABCC is denying their members' rights at work, and the Rudd government should use the funds allocated to the commission to improve workplace safety. The rally observed a minute's silence in honour of a 25-year-old construction worker who died while working on the Eastern Busway project in Brisbane yesterday.
All deaths in the industry are untimely. We had one yesterday. That made it 18 for the year. I mean, never before have we had that many in the construction industry. One of the main reasons for that is that the ABCC would rather spend their $33 million budget hounding you and your unions out of the industry than putting the effort into safe working conditions and other conditions that have been hard fought. It is just an absolute disgrace that the government of today can continually support such an organisation that is hell-bent on destroying your lives. Hence the death yesterday is a part of the contribution to all the deaths in the industry. So, comrades, today I'd like everybody to think about all the loved ones who've been left behind, all their co-workers who witnessed those acts throughout the year, the affected, and we have a minute silence, please.
The rally was originally planned as a show of solidarity with union official Noel Washington, but the charges against him were dropped late last week.
If you remember the last rally that we had back in September, I come along and I spoke about Noel. Well, as you know, and Greg alerted, was that we had a good outcome last week, was that all the charges were actually dropped against Noel. And whilst that's a victory for Noel himself and his family and all his other supporters, the campaign must continue. And if you remember what Noel did, was even though he's a union official, what he was doing was standing up for work rights and all the other workers around this country in respect of over-the-top and oppressive laws. What I'm going to read out here today is a personal thanks to Noel, and I'd like to thank also on behalf of all the construction unions and all the other trade union movement for the support of all the Queensland workers, not just by their attendance at rallies, but all the stuff they've done today. So I'm just going to spend 1 second reading what Noel has wanted me to read out at the rally here today. I want to pass on my personal thanks to the branches holding rallies today. As you will be aware, the DPP withdrew charges last Friday, but the laws that underpin the ABCC continue operating unabated, and the campaign must continue to force the federal government to abolish this body once and for all. Please convey my thanks to many members and others in the trade union movement who supported me through this ordeal. Fair Work Australia cannot exist with these laws, and the fight must go on. So congratulations, everyone.
QCU Secretary Ron Monaghan said until the ABCC is abolished, workers' rights in Australia remain under threat.
In November last year, the Labor Party was voted into office on a wave of worker discontent with the Howard government. It was principally the issue of industrial relations that led to the election of the Rudd Labor government. In the lead up to the election, the Labor Party pledged to the Australian people that they would rip work choices up. The Labor Party argued correctly that work choices were a disruptive, unfair use of government power against the workforce. The legislation that introduced and maintains the ABCC is part of the work choices regime. You cannot argue that work choices is ripped up if the ABCC or any other body that treats building workers differently to others is allowed to continue. The federal Labor government must make immediate moves to abolish the ABCC. The federal Labor government cannot even begin to defend the introduction of new laws that are designed to scrap work choices while at the same time maintaining that the ABCC will remain, even if it is under another name. I congratulate the building unions that have campaigned so hard to have democracy return to the building sites in Australia. I congratulate the union movement as a whole in supporting the building unions in their justified campaign. And I congratulate all here for turning up today to show your support for this issue. And I ask the federal government takes note of the message of the vast majority of the Australian people, and that is one set of industrial laws for all. Thank you.
We've come along just to try and get some awareness going into what we're actually fighting for, which is to abolish the ABCC, which is the Australian Building Construction Commission. We're the only industry in Australia that has its own commission that can fine people, can put people in jail for taking industrial action.
And do you work in the construction industry yourself?
Yeah, I'm an electrician.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So has this affected you, do you think, directly?
Yeah, it has, because all the work that the union's been doing, ever since the Eureka Stockade sort of thing, is being undermined by the government. And I know the sort of view that a lot of people have about the unions, which is, thuggery and all that sort of stuff, but it's sort of, it's what built this country. And without the unions, we'd be in a pretty sad state of affairs.